Forever you're faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz here with Always Faithful Radio, and I am about to introduce you to Redemption Press's newest author, debut author. Mike Mizrahi turned from retirement, from a very successful corporate career, to historical fiction and writing some stories that have an impact. So let me just tell you a little bit about this one. Chattanooga society is turned upside down as a young woman has the audacity to ride a bicycle in bloomers. It's 1895. Anna Gaines, 19, struggles to conquer her insecurities after a horrible fall years ago from her beloved horse, Longstreet. On a visit with her aunt to Brooklyn, she's drawn to the new pastime of bicycling. But back at home, cycling is a scandalous sport for a proper lady. Southern women did not engage in activities meant for men. Anna has her eye on Peter Sawyer, president of the cycling club. As community outrage grows, an unexpected turn of events pits Anna against Peter in a race between the sexes. Will Anna prove that women deserve the same right as men to ride the wheel? Will she choose to live a quiet, traditional life of a housewife and mother? Or will she pursue college and become one of the new women emerging into the 20th century on the seat of a bicycle? What will become of the spark between Anna and Peter? Faith, patience, and courage help Anna to become the person she was meant to be. So let me introduce you to Mike Mizrahi so you can hear all about it from the author. Well, Mike, welcome to Always Faithful Radio today. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be with you.
Yeah. So, you know, you didn't write your first novel until after you retired. Have you always had the bug to write? And if so, why did you wait so long to get started?
Well, I wish I hadn't, actually. When I look back on it, you know, I got pretty busy raising a family and, you know, being very active in my church, and always had it in the back of my mind that, you know, I would write a book. I'm a trained journalist by trade, and I spent 30 years in the corporate arena. And I read a very important book called Halftime. My wife gave it to me as I was thinking about retiring. And it encouraged me that halftime can really start when you're 30. It can start when you're 50. It can start when you retire if you're 65. On top of that, you know, I did a lot of creative writing through the medium of music. And so through our church, over the last 25 years, I've written probably with a good friend of mine, probably close to 200 songs.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I've expressed my creative outlet, you know, through that medium. And I finally got to the point where I said, okay, Mike, you said you were going to do it. Let's do it. So
I love that. So just since you've not been on the show before, and our theme is, you know, how God just continues to be faithful in our lives, I would just love to hear a little snippet and have our audience also hear just a little more about you and how God has been faithful in your life.
Well, so I was born in 1951, a family of four siblings. I'm a Jewish Christian.
Wow.
So I found the Lord when I was 29 years old. I nearly lost everything that was near and dear to me at that time. My wife, Karen, being first and foremost, and we had a home that was mortgaged to the hilt. And we had embarked on a building project with a good friend of mine, and it went south back in 1979. And, you know, God used that time to kind of whack me over the head with a 2x4, kind of like he did with Paul on the road to Damascus. And that's why Paul's one of my favorite, biblical writers. So God's been very faithful to me in that he, not only in a very dysfunctional family of origin, protected me, but also kind of showed me the way when I needed to know the way and made himself known to me. So, and I've had an unbelievable life since then. Wow. And a great marriage. We're in June, it'll be 44 years.
Wow.
And we've raised two kids and, you know, there's ups and there's downs in a life with Jesus, but there's always joy.
Amen. Well, in case you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and today I am having a conversation with Redemption Press author Mike Mizrahi. He has written a new book that is hot off the press, The Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race, and we are going to hear a little bit more about that as we continue on. So, Mike, this is the first book you've published, but not the first book you ever wrote. So tell us about the experience that inspired you to write your first novel.
Sure. Karen and I led a mission trip to the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Africa. And we led a group of business people and educators and pastors to do a series of conferences with a sister church there in a city called Bunia in eastern Congo, one of the, you know, tougher places in Congo, which is a pretty rough country as it is. Anyway, we were speaking before a group of about 1,000 people, and Karen and I got to take a break, and we kind of went outside, and there was this woman, an African American woman who was just standing outside the church, dressed rather American. In Africa, you can tell the difference. Africans don't dress like African Americans, okay? But she was very tasteful, very beautiful young gal, probably around 30 years old. And she walked up to us and said, "What's going on in there?" And so we explained. And then I said, "Well, what's your story?" I don't even know her name. And she told me that she was born in Bunia. When she turned 18, she went to America to go to school up in San Francisco, got her degree in sociology, and became a social worker. And I just thought, oh, wow. And I said, "You ever thought about coming back?" And she said, "Yes, I have." And I said, "Bunia needs you more than ever." And then up drives a young man on what they call a Boda Boda. It's a motorbike. It's how they get around. It's kind of like the Wild West. Up comes a Boda Boda driver. She hops on, takes off. And I just thought, wow, I'm going to write a story about a woman who escapes from the Congo back in 1994, when they had all of the major trouble, comes to America with an aunt, goes through a series of mishaps, becomes a street person, but is saved by a woman based on a real character who was a nun who worked the streets of San Francisco, got this young woman back on track. She ends up going back to the Congo to see her dying father, and gets caught up in a rebel attack, which is, you know, happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So there's a big chase and a dynamic ending that goes up into the Virunga Mountains, which is where the guerrillas are. Anyway, I won't say any more. That's kind of a long-winded version of the inspiration for that book, and it's a contemporary fiction, and I hope someday to take it off the shelf, really, and see what happens with my career.
All right. Well, in a few sentences, tell us about the Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race.
The Bicycle Race book is about a 19-year-old woman named Anna Gaines who visits her aunt in Brooklyn. She's got a number of issues she's facing. She, you know, has a disability with her leg. She has a limp. She lacks her self-confidence. She's trying to make decisions about her life path. She's part Old South and she's part new woman. And so she ends up learning how to ride the bicycle in New York and falls in love with it and goes back to Chattanooga and decides that she's going to ride the bicycle through a series of events on the streets of Chattanooga, which is not allowed in the Old South. And she ends up turning that whole city, you know, on its heels as the community and Anna and a few supporters kind of square off in this book as it unwinds.
Wow. Okay, in case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We are talking today with Redemption Press author Mike Mizrahi about his debut novel, which just came off the press. In fact, May is National Bicycle Month. So, and the title of the book is The Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race. So, Mike, your leading lady, Anna, is described as an introvert, but she did something seemingly out of her nature. What exactly did she do, and what inspired her to break out of her shell and try something new?
Yeah, she kind of woke up to kind of the injustice that was facing women during before the 1890s, and especially during the 1890s. She falls in love with the bicycle as a vehicle that provides women freedom to be able to exercise, be out in the sun, gives them mobility. And as a matter of fact, at that time, Susan B. Anthony is quoted right around the mid-1890s as saying, the bicycle has done more for emancipation than anything, emancipation of women than anything else in history. So she just falls in love with this, and she, you know, gets out of her comfort zone eventually. It takes her a while. And so she decides, I'm going to ride this bicycle. And it's a fun back and forth about the decision that she's made. And she waffles back and forth as to whether she's going to do this.
Well, and that has to be a big decision for someone who's an introvert, and you're talking about doing something that no woman's ever had the courage to do at this point. So that's a pretty big deal.
That's right. In the South, up in the North, women were riding.
Okay.
By the early 1890s, and they were wearing bloomers.
Oh my!
That was scandalous. And in the South, I haven't been able to find any evidence of women riding the bike in the early 1890s, let alone bloomers. I've got a really interesting quote. I don't know. Do you have time for a quote?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Hold that quote. And we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. This is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, having a conversation today with the author Mike Mizrahi about the Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million-copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz here with Always Faithful Radio. We are having a conversation today with Redemption Press author Mike Mizrahi about his new book, The Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race. And right before we went to the break, Mike, you were going to give me a quote that I made you just hold that quote. So give it to us.
Yeah, it's just really to kind of outline the difference between the North and the South in the 1890s in terms of kind of societal norms and. So this quote is from the Los Angeles Herald, September 15th, 1895. Women in the North were riding, and some of them in some of the city centers were actually riding in bloomers. But here's this quote. It talks about what was going on in the South. And I quote, "A Tennessee paper so late as last week was wondering if any woman would have the temerity to introduce bloomers in that region. If any did, it said, they would surely bring on themselves such notoriety as must be exceedingly unpleasant to modest, womanly woman. Some few women in New Orleans wear bloomers, but in almost every Southern newspaper, the appearance of a pair of bloomers is treated almost as would be the coming ashore of a sea serpent."
Whoa, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, to put that in a nutshell, they're basically saying no women are cycling, let alone wearing bloomers in the South.
Wow. Okay, so this was a big deal. Yeah. For her, for Anna. So tell us about the four main characters, briefly.
Okay. So we have Anna Gaines, who lives in Chickamauga, the neighboring valley to the Chattanooga Valley. She's a seamstress. She's 19 years old. She's introverted. She's trying to find herself. She moves to Chattanooga, takes a job as a seamstress at Loveman's Department Store, the very first department store in Chattanooga, opened in 1880. And she is looking not only for, coming into herself, she's looking for a mate, frankly. Mm-hmm. She wants to, she's uncertain that love will ever make its way to her, given her limp, which happens as a result of an injury, being thrown from a bike, thrown from not a bike, but a horse, pardon me. Then there is Peter Sawyer, who is a little bit older than Anna, who runs the Sawyer Grocery and Sundry Store near where Anna lives. His parents are pretty well off. They have a number of other businesses. Peter is, by all descriptions, Peter is a catch. Kind of quiet, not necessarily introverted, a little awkward around women. He's in love with Anna and has been from afar for 2 years, but really has not even said as much as hello, other than when he sees her come into the grocery. He is the president of the Chattanooga Cycle Club. So that's an interesting twist there.
Yeah.
But supports women riding a bicycle. Then there's Grover Biggs, who is a troubled young man from Atlanta, a transplant into Chattanooga, who Anna meets at a performance by John Philip Sousa at the Opera House in Chattanooga. And she is smitten with him. He is 6 foot, good looking, beautiful eyes. She sees him and she's just, in love immediately. Grover's also a member of the Chattanooga Cycle Club. He's a bit of a shady character and Anna doesn't know it, but Peter does. And there's a whole series of things that Grover does that Anna is unaware of in terms of her desire to ride the bicycle. And then finally, there's Bertha Millwood. Bertha Millwood is an influential member of the Chattanooga social elite, and she rallies the city in opposition to female cycling. She and her husband are on the outs for the last 2 years because of the death of their daughter, their only daughter, Constance, who was murdered after she leaves the city and with some guy who nobody knows. and she's found dead in a hotel. So she's troubled, and she's trying to maintain her status in Chattanooga, and her marriage is falling apart. So those are the main characters.
Wow. All right, so we've got a little less than 2 minutes left, and I want to just touch on a couple things. How did the invention of the bicycle pave the way for women's rights in this country?
Well, think about the women's movement really from mid-1830s when it came over to America from Britain, right up to the 1890s was kind of moving forward a bit at a snail's pace. All of a sudden, you have the safety bicycle, the forerunner of our current day bike, which allows both men and women to ride the bicycle, except think about what women were wearing at the time. They were wearing heavy, you know, hooped dresses. There's no way they could ride a bike, but yet they wanted to. The clothing manufacturers saw a new market for themselves and started producing clothing that that was slimmer, streamlined, even started producing bloomers, and that kind of threw everything on its heels and started a revolution in America about women, what they can do in their careers, what they're able to wear, their ability to do the same things men did.
Wow. Okay, so in closing, what piece of inspirational wisdom do you hope readers ride away with after reading The Great Chattanooga Bicycle Race?
Well, I've got a few, but I'll just, you know.
Give me one.
Okay, I would just say I think a benefit that they'll take away is that they'll see that true and lasting joy comes not from things or experiences, but what we hold in our heart. Things that are excellent, things that are praiseworthy, things that are just, and things that are pure. Anna comes to this understanding by the end of the book.
Mm, love it. All right. So if people want to get a hold of the book, there's Amazon, there's Redemption Press. It's available online all over the place. But give us your website address so if people want to connect with you, they can find you there.
Absolutely. It's Mike, M-I-K-E-H, Mizrahi, MIZRAHI.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. It was great to have you on the show.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.